Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. Christopher Walken joins us once again. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Nigel. Nice. You're looking chipper today.
Yeah, thank you.
You look happy. You don't have to say thank you for looking happy.
Oh, well, you know. Thank you for noticing.
Now you don't look so happy.
Let's just move on.
You just look like a fuckhead.
What exactly does a fuckhead look like?
Looks like you.
Anyway, why don't you just tell us what was Walken's Week?
No, setup? Nothing? We're not going to talk about nothing?
I thought that was a setup.
I guess.
You make fun of me for a little bit.
Usually we talk for a while.
Anything you wanted to talk about before we talk about stuff?
I don't want to talk about shit now. Motherfucker, you just...
All right, well, just tell us what was Walken's Week.
Why don't you tell me a story for once? Tell me about something.
What do you want me to tell you about?
What'd you do this week? Did you play video games and sweat a lot?
Yeah, I did that, but, I mean, that can hardly be counted as doing something.
Well, it's better than not saying anything, just going, hey, what's Walken's Week? Then we just go into it, you know, setup, no talking.
Nobody wants to hear me talk about it. I mean, the whole agreement with this show is that we just get into it and then you tell a story about it. We weren't even supposed to have our banter on it. It was just you telling us some delightful little tidbit of your life that you learned.
All right. Well, I guess if you're so boring, you're such a dullard in life that you got nothing to say. Well, I played, I shot the guys in the game with the gun and I ate Mountain Dew all day.
I hate Mountain Dew.
Sweat.
Hating on
you. All over myself. My balls were drowning. Ball sweat. It's all I do. That's my whole life. I turn on the fan in the bathroom so it sucks the ball stink out of the room.
So there you go. I didn't have to tell the story anyway. You pretty much got it nailed. Just go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week.
This week, I discovered that if you were able to, I'm not saying that this is an easy task, but if you were able to have sex with the Queen of England, you could go back in time.
You talking about the current Queen of England or one of
yes.
the other ones?
Whatever. I thought there was the same one. Hasn't it been the same one the whole time?
They've gone through different ones.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a different Queen of England?
Well, she's pretty old, so she's been queen my whole life.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that if you asked your dad, he'd say, yeah, she was queen my whole life.
Yeah, I think she was crowned in like 1930-something.
Yeah, that's made up.
Anyway, so if you had sex with her, how would it send you back in time?
I don't know how it happens, but you do. What? You go, well, you gotta climb inside, like the cave. It's like that phone booth in Doctor Who.
The TARDIS?
The
TARDIS?
TARDIS?
That's the name of it.
I told you not to call it.
It's the name of
Doctor
Who.
Don't say words like retard. You told me not to say n***.
Stop, you can't say it.
I tell you not to say retard, and you're
I
like...
I didn't, I said TARDIS.
TARDIS, you fucking...
TARDIS is the name of the...
Would you stop saying it? It's offensive.
It's Doctor Who's ship. It's that phone booth you're talking about.
Don't say shit to me. Doctor Who's shit is TARDIS. It's the single most offensive thing you've ever said to me, Nigel.
That's not what I said.
Doctor Who's shit is TARDIS. How do you think Doctor Who feels about that?
Which one?
What?
It's a different Doctor Who every couple of years.
No. It's that same, the curly-haired guy. With the mustache. No, he didn't have a mustache.
One of them might have.
Same guy.
All right,
anyways, you climb into the Doctor Who vaginal spaceship, and you fly back in time. You can go wherever you want.
So you could travel through time and space?
The same thing.
Well, if you were to just go through time, it would just put you back in the past in the exact same location where you had sex with the queen. But if you could travel anywhere, then you're traveling around.
Okay, so I get into the queen's vagina, and I travel to ancient Greece. Because, I'm a history buff, as you've seen.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot about history. Did you know that there's an island filled with dildos?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, it's not really dildos. You went there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, did you know that in ancient Greece, there were totally white people with no arms walking around?
I'm pretty sure those were just sculptures that were made in ancient Greece and had arms, but they fell off.
That doesn't make sense.
Why?
None of them have arms.
Well, the weak points in the sculptures are like 3,000 years old.
The world hasn't been around for 3,000 years. I don't know if you read the Bible.
Latest estimate's like 4.5 billion years, but, you know.
You know, maybe you have been watching Doctor Who too long. That's not real. Billion isn't even a word. 2,000 years old.
Okay.
Ask George Bush. Anyways, so, I go back to ancient Greece. I'd get to hang out with them, you know, white people.
Right.
With no arms.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get to hang out with the Hydra, whatever, and the Minotaur. Or as you would call him, the Minotaur. And then Hercules.
I'm pretty sure Hercules was a demigod and those two other things were actual mythical creatures. They're not real.
No, they're real.
No. Only in a Disney cartoon.
What?
The Hercules movie, you ever saw that one? James Woods in it.
It was good.
Yeah, not real. It was a character.
Well, that's a cartoon, but it was based on fact. It was like Glory. Did you ever see that? Denzel?
What is that one about?
It's about those, the n****s in their fight for equality.
No.
They brought them over from Niger. And they're can I be serious for a moment?
Can you?
Yeah, I'm always serious, Nigel. I think that the plight of the slaves and the black men who came over from Niger, it's one of the most heartbreaking things that I've ever seen. The way that those mustached, goofy-looking fucks ran around and whipped them and stuff, it was heartbreaking. The way those n****s had to overcome all of the problems in the South. It was such a horrible story, you know, Glory. And how whipping a n**er is subject of glory to some people. It's not right to me.
I'm about to stop you there. I mean, you can't keep continuing that line of thought.
What?
You think it's fine? No.
To whip a n**er?
You can't say that word.
You think it's fine? You're okay with it.
No,
this
I'm
is
not.
The first time. We've fought in the past, but I'm going to have to fight you tooth and nail on this
one. No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think that the black people, I mean, they should fucking rise up right now. You know, they have been sitting by letting white people destroy their lives for too long. It's time for them to get the n****s together and march on Washington and say, hey.
Okay, you know what? Okay, that's Watkins Week, everybody.
I'm not finished. No, I want to talk about the plight of the n****s a little bit more, Nigel. Don't fucking hit the stop button.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.